Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Van Dirt, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
Dan only says people.
I always do.
Population U.
Population Jade.
Jade Cotta.
Prada.
Our thing is like your name should be
shouted by a studio audience
on a talk show.
I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jade Cotta. Prada.
When they ask you the next show, they're like, how do you want to be brought up? Be like, by the whole audience.
By the whole audience and shouting like we're about to see the greatest infomercial product ever.
I love that.
A lot of like middle-aged men and women nodding.
I have purchased a Jade Cotta Prada and it has made my life so much easier.
I love that. I just did Nikki's show and Nikki was saying that my bag, it sounds like an expensive bag. Like, have you gotten your Cotta Prada?
Well, I only wear my Cotta Prada out.
Well, it's made completely out of jade.
Yeah, it's skin.
It's made out of baby hair. Have you gotten a baby hair, Cotta Prada? Jade, we met while we were doing Those Who Can't together, and
we fell
in love with you because not only are you cool, but you were such a great improviser in the moment. We always look for people who can play in a great way, and every single take, we were just sitting there because your scene was shot right before ours, and then we had a whole thing together. We were in scenes together, but everything you were doing, you would just... It was the same thing, but you would adjust it in one way and make one little choice that always made us laugh as we're watching a video. So fucking good.
It was so fun.
As a result, we've always like wanted to put you in things and suggest you for things.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Now you're here, and we get to make fun of dumb people together. How fun is
that? Oh, I love that.
So the world's getting dumber, and Daniel Van Kirk, who is here, we know that, right, Dan?
Yes.
And we've got a great story. Shall we jump right into it?
Let's
jump right in.
Sent in by Larry Lutes at Larry Lutes, LarryLutes.
Lutes.
Double L.
Lutes and things. That's the name of his store.
Susan
and they sell predominantly
Lutes and boots.
Lutes and boots. You get Lutes and boots.
Susan Allen and her son were driving through, I'm going to get this wrong, Kelowna's downtown core after coming back from Peachland. I mean, we're really hitting the details.
Where are they? What city is this?
I don't know.
It sounds like a land like from
either.
Blade Runner. Like it's from, they're coming
They're back. Coming from the future.
Yeah, they're in 2049.
Driving through the core.
On a mild afternoon with her sunroof down, but stopping at a red light would change the course of her day and weeks. And maybe life to come. Stop.
Someone shit in her convertible.
Someone shit through the sunroof?
She said, this is where we were inundated with poop.
I've not read this.
It was coming from the sky, covered my car, and got in my face and in my mouth.
No!
Yeah. Wait. Poop like human poop?
Mm-hmm.
How did she know it was human poop?
Here's the deal.
And not a thick bird?
I already know what happened. This is like... A plane flew by and emptied its stuff.
Guys, that's a show.
Wait. Is it Dave Matthews? Was it Dave Matthews' tour bus?
Tour plane.
Those poor people in Chicago just going on an architectural river tour.
It's raining poop. Hallelujah, it's raining.
So when, it's like so poop into me.
I recently listened to that song. That song starts out with a 7-minute true like spoof weather broadcast just them talking
the weather girls
before the song starts. Do you know what that weather's gonna be?
What's that gonna be?
It literally goes on for minutes
in a time where they're like, women would never do this kind of work.
The brownish discharge splattered across the entire hood and back seat of Alan's car, as well as the cars behind her and in adjacent lanes, and the smell was horrid.
I would say the smell was deafening. Like it affected another sense.
I would say the smell was expected.
You guys, this is a big deal. She can get colitis and die.
Yes.
You could tell it was feces because it smelt like poop, but there was also a hint of chlorine. It was the strangest smell. When Allman managed to look up, she saw a large plane flying overhead.
God damn it.
Once the light turned green, do you think people behind her were like, go? What are these people waiting for? Like, you're five cars back. You're
someone
like,
texting doesn't even notice it happened.
Yeah, they're like, go.
What is that smell? Go.
Go so we don't have to smell. What could have happened to you? You could tell, she says, when Allman looked up, she saw a large plane. Once the light turned green, the pair rushed to a near... This is her and her son, I believe. Yeah. Rushed to a nearby gas station to wash the particles off. Are you getting cleaner at a gas station?
No, I think it's making it worse.
You guys, I think anywhere you go just to get the poop off. You know,
anywhere.
It's
just you have, like,
do you remember the movie Silkwood? You need that shower.
But by the way...
What was that shower?
Yeah. Silkwood was Meryl like Streep and like... Streep.
Yeah. She worked at like a nuclear plant. And she was contaminated. She
smoked the entire time.
Yeah,
and it was like, you walked out and your clothes smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah,
she run to a gas. I imagine running to a gas station, and be like, "I'm here to clean myself." And the gas station attendant's like, "Wrong place."
She had a history with poop, and she comes home. Her husband's like, "You getting into poop again?"
It's the one time in your life you walk into a gas station bathroom, and you're like, "Oh, thank God, this is better."
Oh my God. So she has poop in her mouth and her all over her kid and her car.
Yep. Okay. They rush to a gas station to wash the particles off themselves and their car. Who cares about the car right now?
At this point, you send the car through a car wash with the sunroof open.
Yeah. Right.
A visit to the doctor the following morning for a swollen red eye revealed that Allman had also contracted conjunctivitis infection.
Pink eye.
Yes.
From a pink eye. Someone opened their asshole and gave him a pink eye.
Yeah.
He told me I had human feces in my eye, she said. I'm 100% positive it was from the airplane.
You think?
Do you even need to make that statement?
It could have been the airplane when my husband shits in my eye every night.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
But I never get it from that, so I'm 100% sure that this...
Oh my God.
Wait, okay.
How does this not happen more?
Wait. How did she not clean it? She just left it in her eye? Like, why didn't she wash it out?
She tried to wash it out at a gas station. She might have got it from the gas station.
At this point, you get a lawyer to find out what flight that was, and you sue that moment, the shit out of
that. And you fly for free for the rest of your life.
You literally sue the shit out of that plane and then dump it on another car.
All you have to do is ask your phone, right?
Can
at any point, you can be standing. If you see a plane above, you can go, Siri, what plane is above me? And it will tell you the exact flight number.
That is the most fun fact thing I've ever heard.
Yes. Never knew that.
Yes.
That's not real.
Yes, it is.
Do you have a sunroof in your car?
I don't. I have a Kia.
Get one so this can happen.
For that very reason.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Yeah.
You're like, I just don't want to.
Also, when I'm on planes, those poops are some of the worst poops I've ever taken.
That you've ever taken.
I love
that you're blaming yourself.
Yeah. I didn't think that they're dumping it. They're dumping it all?
I think that's a problem. I don't think they're dumping it like that. But I think there's like a place where they dump it.
Yeah, there was like a septic. There had to have been a leak.
Yeah.
Literally. You can't Dave Matthews that
you
thing.
You can't
over
Dave
a,
Matthews
over a town.
Whatever town that is.
I know.
We don't know.
We don't dump people town.
You can do it over Terre Haute, Indiana.
Allman continues to use eye drops to treat her lasting sting from the May 9th incident.
Lasting sting.
Great
lasting
great album.
And now her child is like scarred for life. Like he goes on a date and the girl starts to take down the roof. He's like, no!
Don't you dare.
I thought lasting sting was an explanation of how Sting has sex.
Yeah.
It is.
All I know is in both instances you need eye drops at the end. And both that would have been a better Jaguar commercial, right? Sting's in the back seat, just sitting there. It's quiet, sunroof open, just shit
comes right on.
Just comes in and he doesn't even notice. That's how smooth the ride is.
And he'd still look cool.
That's how smooth the ride is.
Yeah.
Three other residents across BC, British Columbia,
have recounted. Still don't know where that is.
Similar experiences since she went public with her story. All four accounts happened
in the span of
4 days.
Think about all the people who haven't told the public.
Right.
I'm like,
why is this being kept quiet?
Like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to eat shit.
I guess, but these aren't like, this isn't like people that Cosby ruined their career.
It's a hashtag Me Poo movement.
You guys, you don't know until it happens to you, okay?
Jason said hashtag
Me Poo.
I'm sorry. That's terrible. No, I apologize.
Hashtag Me Poo is really, I'm sorry. Hashtag Me Poo needs to be a shirt that you wear just at home.
Right.
That you wear for people with sunroofs.
The silliness of that joke makes it fine. Transport Canada has now launched an investigation into two separate incidents from Kelowna. I get it, guys. I know I'm saying it wrong.
Kelowna.
Kelowna.
Kelowna?
Kelowna.
See, guys? We figured it out together.
Kelowna.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, the GN is
In an email, the department said it takes all reports of possible debris from aircraft very seriously and that it's possible a valve malfunction allowed the leakage of blue ice, a term used for frozen waste enclosed in sewer holding tanks.
Blue ice, I thought was like wasn't that Ben Stiller's look in steel. Zoolander? Yes. Oh, I'm blue sorry, it was steel. Blue steel. Blue ice. Just gave that shit look.
Blue ice is like a gum flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Blue ice is, I'll never look at
blue ice. Blue ice is that blue stuff in the toilet. Yeah.
What would you guys do if you are sitting in your car with your child or yourself?
I have a kid in this?
Yes, you have,
you have a kid in this story.
And you get covered in shit.
I would probably never be able to go out ever again. I would think that the world is trying to shit on me.
I don't even know what I would do. I would be so upset.
But you know how like...
part of you. How long would it take though? Freeze. This is why
I bring
this
up. It would be funny.
That's what I said.
As comedians, it would be the greatest.
I would be like, "Are you fucking?" I'd probably be on the way to an audition.
On the way to an audition.
Be like, I just got a new album. There's my new.
Yeah, that's a whole hour. That's a whole hour's worth.
Here's my closer. Yeah. The world is trying to shit on me.
Yeah, it's true.
Jade Cutapretta, the world.
And what I'm trying
to
say is,
no, it's. I would never open the sunroof ever again, ever.
Like I would sue that airplane line. So
thank you.
My whole family would fly for free for the rest of their lives.
I would go after them. I would launch a massive campaign against them.
Yeah, I would tweet. Oh yes. Boy,
forget it. Yeah. There's your next documentary.
Here's what they think happened.
Jade the movie.
If the liquid blue ice seeps and sticks to the outside of the aircraft, it could detach from the plane during the flight, either in a solid or melted state. So what happened is it probably leaked out at a high altitude, froze.
Right.
And then as they were coming down to land, it thawed out.
Thawed out.
Oh, God, on re-entry.
Yes.
And then dropped.
It's got to be more potent that way, right?
God.
Just because it becomes solid.
It's got to that it comes together in a way. It's like almost like a super group. You know what I mean? It's
all
like
the worst parts of it.
The worst parts of it. Like you took the guy who played bass in Bon
Jovi.
It's
baked. It's basically baked and frozen.
Aviation regulations state that, quote, no person shall create a hazard to persons or property on the surface by dropping an object from an aircraft in flight.
You hear that, Dave Matthews?
Any operator found to be in contravention. I've never seen that word.
Like holding poop in?
Yes.
Contravention?
Yeah.
Of the regulations.
This is a contravention.
Like contraband, but...
But it's an intervention and a contraband. It's an intervention of someone who has the contraband. It's a contravention.
Clark Dumel, executive director of the Pacific Flying Club.
This is a guy who has way too thin of a mustache.
Yeah, right. Dumel. He's like... Yeah,
he's got great hair. And stepkids that hate him.
Yeah. And great hair, though.
Said that he hasn't heard of this happening in nearly 30 years. I don't know if that means the last time it happened.
Happen all the time.
I haven't heard of this since 1993.
Yeah. Look, British Columbia is a great place. Poop drops every once in a while.
30 years is like the 80s, guys.
Yeah, that's not that far back.
Yeah.
I doubt it's coming from the jet craft, though it's possible, he said. Even if there was any leakage of any sort, it would be a major incident at the airport ramp. I love that he's just... where did it come from,
Where did the poop come from?
Airport ramp is like, strikes me as like the place where everyone smokes before they go to their job.
Wait, isn't it?
Oh, we'll be talking about this at the ramp.
But was the poop blue because of the cool blue?
Blue ice.
I can show you some pics.
Will the pics be on the Facebook page?
Yes, they
okay,
will
good.
Be.
Join the Facebook page.
I do want to see. I mean, did she take a photo like right away? She should have for just like...
Is like the worst.
Lawsuit.
So it's kind of like grayish on the car.
That doesn't seem like a lot of poop. It seems like splattery.
Okay, this to me seems like the worst Kids' Choice Awards ever.
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be green.
Yeah. This car got hit pretty good. Imagine your sunroof. You're definitely getting it.
Oh, man.
I mean,
it looks like it rained poop.
It does look like it rained poop.
Hallelujah, it's raining.
Here she is with her eye.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't she just look perpetually pissed? Wouldn't you be now?
This is a woman who hasn't worn makeup since 1989.
She's wearing eye drops.
She saved her money for the convertible. That's all she wanted.
Guys, I just want to put the top down and relax.
There's no way the universe is going to keep me
Nothing's
going to
put. No poop is going to drop from the sky today.
Not today.
No poop is going to break a mass shot.
But I have to say.
Nobody's going to slow me down. Whoa, no.
I got to keep on pooping. But, it doesn't look exact. Like, the way I pictured it was just like,
are you saying it was better in your head? It was better. You're let down little, by the poopage.
I think it's going to be hard for her to prove it came from a plane.
I don't. I think there is no human way that that just exists out in the world.
Well, other residents whose cars were showered by the pungent waste says it's difficult to imagine coming from anything but an airplane. Agreed.
Right.
On that same afternoon, May 9th, Ron Ackerson... I mean, he's part of a coffee.
We gotta get Ackerson down here.
He's a vice principal.
He's part of a coffee group that meets at McDonald's.
He's got his keys are
McDonald's
on a chain.
Had coffee?
Yeah, he's got way too many keys. Ron Ackerson.
Well, I'm in a book club and we only do biographies from World War II.
Ron Ackerson very aggressively cleans his garage every weekend.
Right. Ron Ackerson.
Ron doesn't
he always. Hi, how are you, Ron Ackerson?
Ron, yeah,
Ron,
always like.
We've met many times. Ron Ackerson. I'm here.
I'm your wife. She's like, I know, honey.
Like, when he gets to a restaurant, they're like, at Baker Square, how many? Ron Ackerson.
Plus four?
They're not here yet, and I'm not waiting. Sit me down.
Sit me down. Ron Ackerson.
You're saving the table anyway. Don't make me stand.
Wait, is he on Raya? I want some.
They're not here yet. Sit me down.
Jason.
You love that one.
It's a great personality.
It's the guy you cannot wait to
who just has had he's had enough of that policy.
And as he's walking to the table, look, I can tell you right now, I want cottage cheese and a milk. Just bring
separate.
It. And I'm going to order
separate.
More when they get here, but make sure my bill's separate. I'm not playing for their cottage cheese.
I like Jesus. That all his friends also like cottage.
He knows they're going to
order
too. We
first met, we figured out we all like cheese, yeah, cottage yeah, cheese.
That's cottage, how we got together about it.
Ask me what type of cheese I like. Ask me.
What kind? Type?
Cottage.
Okay.
Everyone up in Canada has a cottage up north.
Ron Ackerson pulled into a rest stop along the highway while going home to Williams Lake in British Columbia after a doctor's appointment. So many stories in the recently in Dumb People Town have been people going to doctors. Remember the guy who found the missile?
Why is that included in the story?
Exactly.
Because Ron said, put this in.
Ron Ackerman.
I was at the doctor's. I don't see you writing this down.
Where was I coming from? Doctor's appointment.
All of a sudden, quote. All of a sudden, it's just brown. The whole grill, the hood, the windshield, and even some of the tailgate. I thought, what the frig is going on here?
That has to be his voice.
That has
to be. No, Ackerson. They're not here yet. Sit me down.
Ackerson said it was a clear sky, and he didn't manage to catch a glimpse of anything above, but there's no way in this world there's a bird big enough in this day and age that could crap that much. And they sure wouldn't be crapping at the same time.
Wait, I like him now. I like him now.
Ron Ackerman, wait, I'm in sales.
Ackerson.
How do I join this book club?
Exactly. Jade's like, oh, he's kind of cool.
I like him.
Yeah.
Wait, I want there to be some weird, like, dragon poop.
Oh, yeah.
Bird that's just, like, poops so much. And that's what it was. And he poops fluids.
Astronaut poop. I mean, could it be that?
Kelowna International Airport said it's cooperating with the Transport Canada on the investigation, which is ongoing. The federal department also said it does not collect statistics on so-called blue ice incidents, which is a great band from the 80s.
Blue ice incidents.
Do you think Trump is like, this is why we need police control in space?
There's no way a bird can crap that much.
Ron Ackerson sales.
That's a mini, guys.
That's a great way to do that. Jade Cataprata, people can follow you. You're a great follow on
Instagram. Yes, at the Jade Movie. Guys, check it out.
At the Jade Movie on Instagram.
Instagram, and check me out on the next season of Future Man on
Hulu. Yes! You're currently shooting that, and I'm so excited. Seth Rogen's show on Hulu.
Very psyched.
Phenomenal, and I'm so proud of you. And
thanks,
doing all the great stuff
thanks
that you grew.
Thanks for having me, Jace.
And we got to get back to work.
Guys, love ya. Dum, 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 dum.
Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.